Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome on in. Happy start to the week, folks. It is Monday, May the 19th. Steve Geller, Cullen Steele, bringing you till 8 p.m. this evening. Got a bunch of sound to get into you for you. The Saints Sound Bank will kick off with Drew Brees. He spoke this weekend over at his new Surge Complex that had their grand opening on Veterans Boulevard. Drew had a lot to say about the Saints, new head coach, the quarterback situation. Also heard from the Saints executive vice president, general manager Mickey Loomis, head coach Kellen Moore, quarterback Spencer Rattler, and wide receiver Cedric Wilson today at the charity golf event going on for the Black and Gold. So we got a ton of Saints sound that we'll play with these next 2 hours. I want to get into first the NFL legend Drew Brees, who joined us even last week as he got ready to open this new complex over on Veterans Boulevard, like I mentioned. Drew just keeps on, you know, dialing in, opening all these places. I know Jimmy John's, Small Sliders, Surge, the
man of the people, man.
Also the pickleball place going on, and just so many things that Drew has his hands involved in. I love hearing the fact, too, you'll hear in this clip from Surge, he kind of mentions the fact that he'd like to do more within the Saints organization going forward. Now, to me, if he wants to help out in any capacity as a QB coach or a consultant, I'm sure he's welcome anywhere, anytime there at the facility on Airline Drive.
If there's ever a time to need that, might that be now?
It's funny. It's like the Drew Brees' PR folks get a hold of us and is like, would you happen to have... It's not really last minute. You know, a couple hours ahead of time in the day. Would you happen to have time for Drew Brees later in the day today? And it's like, I will move whatever I have to get Drew on the air here.
Are you kidding me? We'll move heaven and hell.
Exactly. Drew spoke to the media at his Surge event, which was on Saturday. So let's hear what the legendary Saints QB had to say.
Saints have been pretty busy over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
What'd you make of Derek Carr's retirement?
Yeah, you know, obviously a bit surprising, you know, just being so early in his career. And really, you know, for a quarterback, you feel like you get into your early 30s and you're really entering your prime, you know, because especially for a guy like Derek Carr, who's, you know, started every year he's been in the league, you know, since he was drafted by the Raiders and, you know, felt like he was kind of just, you know, getting to that point where, man, the next 5 years could be some of his best years. And yet, look, injuries take their toll, you know. I haven't spoken to Derek directly, but, you know, it seemed like this had a lot to do with where his shoulder was at and, you know, maybe feeling like he was going to miss a lot of the season. I think you got to look at the Andrew Luck situation from a few years ago, right? Another guy who had missed some time with injury and I think became pretty frustrated with that. But also, look, you know, there's life after football. There's that second chapter. I think Derek Carr, obviously with his wife Melanie and the four kids, you know, it seems like they've really kind of put down roots in Vegas. I know he's got aspirations to perhaps build a school, a church, you know, pastor that. He's obviously very involved with the church and his community. And so at times you just feel called to do other things, you know, and, you know, football was that unique chapter in your life. But, you know, there's so much more after football. And, you know, it seemed like he was ready to take that next step.
Yeah, he didn't reach out with this. You know, obviously you dealt with the shoulder injury.
Yeah, I reached out to him right when I heard the news that he had a hurt shoulder and it might affect his ability to play in the season. And I reached out just, you know, giving him support. And he's a friend. And let me know if I can help you at all. And then I heard the news of his retirement and, you know, reached out again. And, you know, I'm sure he's taking some time just to decompress and be with the family and kind of assess his next opportunities.
Drew, what do you make of a young quarterback, especially with the addition of Tyler Shepard?
Yeah. Well, it is a young room. I mean, it's pretty unprecedented, I think, at this point. You know, when you look at what Jake Haener's a third-year player, Spencer Rattler would be a second-year player, Tyler Shuck's a, you know, a rookie. And I know we just went out and signed another guy. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you look, Kellen Moore has proven to be a great developer of quarterbacks, you know, wherever he's been over the last 6 years. I think we all really respect the system and kind of his way of coaching and developing. So I'm sure he's excited to be able to mold these young guys. I'm really excited to see what this offense looks like. We certainly have weapons at the receiver position, tight end position, Kamara, still one of the best and most versatile backs in the league. So we'll see how it shakes out. I think one of the best offensive lines in the league, that certainly helps. So great offensive line. Defensively, I love what we did in the draft. Still have great playmakers and great leadership on that side of the ball. So all in all, look, I think this division's wide open for the Saints to go make a run at it.
Have you had a chance to see any film on Shuck?
Yeah.
You haven't seen practice, but just what's your impressions been of, like, seeing it?
I've seen what the fans have seen. You know, I haven't really dove deep to take a look at his college film. I think what's impressive to me is kid's faced a lot of adversity, and he's overcome it every step of the way. Obviously, spent a lot of time in college. What, 3 years at Oregon, 3 years at Tech, and 1 year at Louisville. I love Jeff Brohm. Jeff Brohm at Louisville was Purdue's head coach for a long time, developed Aiden O'Connell and a few others. So he's kind of known as one of those guys who can develop QBs, and obviously Tyler Shuck really thrived in that offense with him last year. Man, I think he's big, strong, tough, standing there, deliver the ball, take shots. You know, had three season-ending injuries in college. You know, honestly, a lot of similarities to Taysom Hill. You know, Taysom Hill was one of these guys coming out of college who, you know, had spent 4 or 5 years in college, had some major injuries. But, man, whenever he played really, really well, right? And obviously we know what he's meant to the team. And, you know, when he came in and played the quarterback position, played it so well. So, look, we'll see how this thing shakes out. I mean, I'm not giving anybody the job right now, you know. I know we went out and drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round, but I'm sure Haener and Rattler have something to say about that. So, you know, competitions bring out the best in everybody. I'm sure Kellen's excited to mold these guys.
Aside from Shuck in itself, what do you make about the Saints reaching that early for a quarterback?
Like, yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah, I think, too, the fact that maybe Shuck wasn't on a lot of teams' radar. You know, there was a lot of talk around Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and then all of a sudden Tyler Shuck's taken, you know, high in the second round. What that tells me is the Saints had a guy that they really liked, and they hope that nobody else found out about it. That's what it tells me. And then when they had the opportunity to take him, you know, where they wanted to take him, they took him. You know, you take an offensive tackle, Kelvin Banks, in that first round, which anytime you can draft a guy who's going to be an anchor on either the offensive or defensive lines, a guy that you feel like can be part of your program and a tone setter for, you know, 10-plus years, you take him, right? I feel like we've always done a great job of that. And then, obviously, they found a QB that they like, and then the rest of the draft was pretty much defense, right? So, look, I think we addressed all the areas that we wanted to address and, you know, go out and get a quarterback that you think could be the next guy.
You mentioned Kellen Moore and the systems that he's put in place.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen the videos of the workouts. It seems to be an extra boost of energy and things. Have you been impressed maybe by what you've seen, or even maybe what you've heard from former teammates?
Yeah.
On, hey, it feels different around here. It feels like something's changed.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about Kellen. Look, I really respected Kellen more as a player when he was at Boise State. And then, I mean, guy who started, winningest college quarterback of all time. They were always going in as underdogs and beating teams that, you know, they had no business being on the field with back when he was playing. And you know, he was just kind of one of these methodical guys that you could see, man. He had moxie, he had leadership skills, and obviously he was a clutch performer, and he's just carried over all those traits to being a coach, you know, quarterback coach, play caller, and now a head coach. So he's worked his way into this position. He deserves this opportunity. And I mean, I remember talking to Mickey Loomis throughout the process and how excited he was about Kellen Moore. So, look, he belongs here. And I think he's great for this organization right now with where we are. He's great for this fan base. And, man, he wants to bring a winner. He'd like to repeat what he did last year with Philly, you know. I love the offense that he put together for Jalen Hurts. I think that's what you do as a head coach. You've got your scheme. You have your philosophy. And yet you take the strength of the guys that you have in, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, and then you mold the offense around that. So excited.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let me see what that looks like.
NFL legend Drew Brees talking to the media at Surge Entertainment over there on Veterans Boulevard. And, you know, Drew brought up the fact, you know, looking forward to seeing how Kellen Moore implements this offense in New Orleans, how he tailor-made basically what he wanted to do with the Eagles around Jalen Hurts, saying that's what good coaches do. You know, you cater to what your personnel is. And that's the big question right now. What is Kellen Moore going to be looking at with the quarterback position. We'll get into a lot of that with Mickey Loomis. We'll hear from Kellen Moore, also even Spencer Rattler. But that competition now with Tyler Shough, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner, you would think, at least I think the perception from most folks right now is that Tyler Shough is the guy because he's been hand-selected by the new head coach, Kellen Moore. But that experience factor, you can't leave out a Spencer Rattler or a Jay Kaner. And I know Kaner's name kind of gets tossed to the side because what we did see of him in limited action really wasn't impressive.
Yeah, but it's like, where do you draw the line with experience and then, like, which is the point a lot of people bring with Rattler, bad experience? The fact that he is, what, 0-7, 0-6?
0-7, right.
So do you want that fresh face? We talked about it before we even got in the air, that we were in a newsroom discussing at like 3 p.m. You know, when you get down to the logistics of what the starting role might look like, if come August we have a definitive Shuck is 1, Rattler is 2, Hainer is 3, they still might roll Rattler out for the first couple of weeks. Jeff Nowak mentioned it. They might have a situation where it's Shuck is the guy, but he won't play until week 10, regardless of how good or bad the team is going. Obviously, if Spencer Rattler has led the Saints to a 6-3 or better record in that time, you're probably not going to hand the keys over because Rattler's taken a huge step forward. Many people aren't expecting that. I'd be pleasantly surprised. But the point is that there is a question at this point. It isn't obviously clear who the one is, or the two, or the three. But then furthermore, it's when we get to September, when we get to that first game in Arizona against the Cardinals, who's taking the field? This is going to be a conversation that happens year-round. We could be 5-5. We could be 0-10 heading into the bye week wondering, you know, is there a change coming? Who knows?
And another factor for me is, too, it's like what role, when he does come back healthy, is a guy like Taysom Hill going to play? I know nobody's talking about him really at quarterback, but I could see him still in that, you know, wildcat, you know, power running role that he's had in the past for this team. I just don't know if the body's going to hold
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he is healthy, knowing the way we have heard Kellen talk about how he used Saquon and other tools in the Eagles offense and the Cowboys offense and the Rams, like knowing how he's used these chess pieces, he'll find a way to use Taysom Hill. But that's if Taysom can get on the field.
Yeah, if the tush push is still around, Taysom could be our tush push guy.
I have no. We'll get to that later on about like whether or not there's not tush push isn't the only thing being discussed at the owners' meeting this upcoming. Right. I believe on Wednesday. But do you believe it's going to get banned?
I do believe that just because they're really pushing the NFL. Is trying to...
It's such a cop-out excuse for it to be...
The safety issue, right, with players. And I think I'm interested to see how much that gets brought up by teams opposing banning it, because when have we seen anyone on the offense and defense getting injured on the play? That's a big question for me.
It's just... What happened with the Commanders and Eagles last year in the championship game? Wasn't it that, like, Frankie Louvu, like... He had, like, two penalties back-to-back?
Oh, he was very
like,
vocal today about banning it.
So it's like, it seems like it's all like, we're just not good enough at it. So we're going to say it's bad for the sport. Doesn't sound like it's actually.
And there's been a few teams that have attempted to replicate it, like the Buffalo Bills, because they have a big guy like Josh Allen, a quarterback that can do that. But, you know, whatever the Philadelphia Eagles have been doing up front, that offensive line has a huge factor to do with it as well. But curious to see if things don't get banned, the tush push doesn't get banned. Would Kellen Moore want to bring that to New Orleans, maybe?
I don't know. Like, do you... Hurts has that kind of, like... I think Hurts can take it.
I know Spencer or Jake are running that.
Would you want to put Shuck in that position? I know that he's had some unusual
injuries. He's a taller guy, but I don't know if he's really that beefy.
That's what I'm saying. Beefy is exactly the way I'm looking at it. Like, Hurts isn't nearly as tall as him, but Hurts can put that shoulder down and make you hurt. And that's kind of what you need. You need someone who's just gonna pound, because again, you're only going for a few yards. You don't need someone. Granted, maybe Shuck's height can make it to where he does some like breeze dives over the pile a little bit. That's not tush push esque, but it could still help.
Maybe someone could just pick up like Spencer Rattler or Jay Kaner and throw him.
This would be the perfect situation for Taysom Hill, though, is what we're saying.
Right, exactly. He's my physical short yardage guy.
He's the go to. He is the if you look at the tush push. and you were to, you know, have, you know, give the Nick Sirianni Eagles some truth serum and say, what's the perfect makeup? Give me the one guy on our roster who would be best for it. Taysom Hill, they would say universally would be that guy.
I would think so, but probably, you know, like someone like Jalen Hurts is definitely one of one. There's not many dudes that are built like that that play the quarterback position.
There isn't. So the question is, again, which is the excuse every team is making, it's a player safety issue. And again, I do get that, but at the end of the day, it's just they're doing it better. You can't stop it, nor can you do it as good. So let's just get rid of it altogether.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll hear from Who Dat Nation's one of their favorites right now, Executive Vice President and GM Mickey Loomis, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Hear what he had to say about the black and gold as organized team activities start tomorrow. Football season, folks. We're talking all things pigskin with the black and gold these next 2 hours. You can chime in 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stepping away. We'll be right back after this on WWL.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
WL. Folks, if you live or work on the North Shore, Scoot would love to meet you tomorrow. He'll be broadcasting live from the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville. Everybody's trying to make the dollar go further these days. Come out and check out their big, new, beautiful branch and see what Bonvenue Bank can do for you. Meet Scoot and VIPs like Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper. That's tomorrow, 1 to 4 at Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville, 3481A East Causeway Approach. Going to be a beautiful day, and meeting will make even better. We're getting into meeting up with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager, who spoke today at the Saints Charity Golf Event. All things about Derek Carr retiring, the schedule release, the non-presence of a veteran QB on the roster. I could keep rambling on and on, but let's hear from Mickey Loomis right now.
Obviously, people are going to be monitoring the quarterback situation with your team all year just because of the lack of a veteran. And just you've been around a lot of these players for a long time. How do you respond to this, if there is a narrative or if it even exists, that like some veteran players will think, well, if they don't bring in an established veteran, then what is the urgency to winning this year, even as my career is kind of getting up in years, you know, like the veterans across the roster?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard that. I think every veteran and every player on our team is just focused on being the best player they can be and us being the best team we can be. So, I haven't heard anybody express that.
Can we ask you about Derek, the situation? Obviously, not that you want to give us every detail, but we haven't talked to you since the retirement announcement, just how it unfolded and you all reaching an amicable agreement.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've said everything that we need to say on that.
What do you believe about, what do you think about a young quarterback room? Like, essentially, everybody's really young.
Yeah. They're young. It's a young group, enthusiastic. There's talent there. And I think we got a great coaching staff. And we've got three former quarterbacks, you know, with Kellen, with Doug Nussmeier, and with Scott in the room with them. So I think that's a good mix.
And for Kellen, he's getting an opportunity to mold it into his own in there, too. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, listen, that's, I think that needs to unfold, number one. But look, he's had success as a quarterback. He understands the position. He understands what he needs to ask from these guys at the stage of their career. And so I'm anxious and enthusiastic about seeing how it unfolds.
Mickey, is it possible that after OTAs and minicamp play out, you'll be able to make a smarter decision about whether to bring in a veteran or not after you've seen more of these young guys?
Well, I don't know what that means. I think I always make smart decisions. They don't always work out.
Well, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying.
I think the idea is that.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have more information after watching.
Do you want to have more information?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And I really can't answer that other than just to say, look, we're always at every position looking to see if there's a way we can improve. And so I don't look at that any differently than I would look at our linebacker room or, you know, our DB room. Or, you know, any position, if there's an opportunity for us to improve, then we're going to look to take it.
I must look forward to this aspect of the offseason, calendar, OTAs coming up, getting on the field.
Yeah, I think, you know, we look forward to the whole offseason. It's a chance to, you know, make an impact. And you know, I think one thing as a GM, as a personnel guy, our personnel department, I think in season sometimes you feel a little bit helpless. Mm-hmm. That's in the hands of the coaches and players, and so in the off season is when we can make an impact, and so we're trying to do that.
You've been in the league a long time. You've seen a lot of different situations. Is this one of the more unique, strange, crazy situations you've dealt with a quarterback maybe in his prime or in his 30s that just decided to part ways?
Yeah. Well, look, he was injured, so we've had Look, I've been around a long time, so there's not many things that I haven't seen. You know, you have injuries that come up and things that you may not think are that serious at one time that end up becoming serious. So from that aspect, I would say it's not rare, but it doesn't happen very often. And so you get curveballs in this game all the time, and this is one that we have to deal with.
Did anything stand out about the schedule that just released last week?
Well, we don't have any primetime games, so that's what the league thinks of us, and that's fine. Yeah, there's a lot about the schedule that I really like. And, you know, we knew who we were going to play, just a matter of when and where, and I kind of like the way it laid out.
Do you like that, though? Maybe, I mean, I think it's a cliche, but can you use it as motivation?
Yeah, I think you can. Yes, absolutely. Look, we're used to playing in primetime, right, over the years. But, you know, we had 5 wins last year, so we can't really complain about it. You got to go out and perform and earn those opportunities.
Did that surprise you a lot, though? I guess because until a few years ago, everyone had to have at least one primetime game.
That surprised me. Yeah, I think it surprised me a little bit.
I know it could work out great with one of these young guys, but is it unusual to have a whole quarterback room? I mean, I know it's unusual, but I guess could you kind of put it in perspective where there isn't currently, I don't think there's currently one regular season win among that whole group?
As a starter?
Yeah.
Could you just give some perspective on how you view that as not a problem or whatever?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But, I don't think that that's rare. And, you know, I think there's been lots of quarterback rooms around the league over the years where they've got a young group and they got to develop them. And I wouldn't say it's ideal, but that's the hand we've got dealt with us right now.
Given the timeline of obviously, you know, Derek leaving and the quarterback room getting that much younger, if you were to add, you know, someone else, another veteran for the room, what would the timeline of that be? What would go into kind of that process?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to answer that. It's May, you know, it's not right after the season, and there's not a lot of free agents out there, so it's just different.
How closely are you starting to work with Kellen, like develop that relationship and input that you're giving him as he establishes things?
Yeah, I think it's been great so far. It's been fantastic, as a matter of fact. He's really open, collaborative, and I think it's been fantastic. I mean, we speak several times every day, and I think it's been really good, you know, understanding his philosophies and some of the things that he wants to do. So it's been fantastic.
That was Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis speaking today. And it doesn't seem, at least from Mickey's side of things, there's any urgency for this veteran quarterback we all keep talking about. We heard Drew Brees mention it in the last segment as well, that he feels it'd be a wise addition for the room. But right now, I don't know, Loomis could be playing poker and, you know, keeping the cards close to the vest, but it doesn't seem that there is this grand urgency to be adding this veteran presence right now, as we're about to start voluntary workouts with this squad. And curious to see if there's maybe one that gets added after camp when, you know, there's roster cuts made and some team like the Cleveland Browns maybe has too many QBs on the roster, or somebody else has someone that's been experienced as a starter in the NFL. Because I do feel like if you have an injury to a Spencer Rattler or a Tyler Shuck, whoever you do anoint as the starter of this team, you know, leaning on somebody that doesn't have that experience, I don't know, it could be an issue going forward. And I feel like it seems like that people outside of the building maybe are more concerned about it than actually the Saints.
Yeah, we've heard about it before. We'll hear Kellen Moore speak about kind of their view on the veteran presence in the room. Because honestly, there isn't veteran presence in the room. There's veterans presence around the room. There's a lot of staff, both, you know, head coach, offensive coordinator, offensive aides.
Very young head coach, right?
Very young head coach, which is in, you know, stepping up in a very young quarterback room. And we mentioned it over and over and over again that the quarterback room you currently have has a combined 5 years in the NFL. I don't know how much Rodgers has, for example, though I don't want him. He's got, what, like 11, 12, something like that? Like, he's got double of what four other players have. So, you know, you want a veteran presence. I feel like what you said is probably what's most likely going to happen. You're going to end up in a situation where you kind of just pick up the crumbs of whoever's available come like late August.
And not that veteran quarterback's going to be your starter, but he's someone there to help
teach you the ropes.
Right. Mentor the room.
Which is another reason why I kind of, again, don't want Rodgers. I made a joke to you about, like, I don't want to see Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, you know, doing drugs in a cabin in the middle of the woods somewhere. Ayahuasca in the deep woods of Minnesota or something. I don't think I'd want that. I think I'd want, but I you also want, like we said, someone who does have more experience in those 5 years combined. The fact that they have no wins between them. Hayner's got half of a game of experience. Rattler's got a couple games started, but nothing that you can look at and go, this is great. We're going to look to this as an example for everyone else to follow, except for who has been coaches. You don't have a player that they can use as kind of like a format to step into.
I really hope that Tyler Shuck can come in here and shut all the naysayers up about this Saints team, because, you know, I'm seeing some folks giving win totals between 2 and 4 max on the season, and there's still a heck of a lot of talent on this roster. I know there's a big question mark at the most important position right now, quarterback. But you look at how they've stocked up this O-line with draft picks. We'll see how more that can develop. You have talented wide receivers in a Chris Olave, you know, Rashid Shaheed, bringing in a Brandon Cooks. Hopefully Taysom Hill can come back. Alvin Kamara is still a stud. I don't think that even though he's going to be turning 30 years old in July, the fact that he is past his prime. I mean, obviously, he's in the latter years of his career, but there's no way that Alvin Kamara is just, he's washed up.
I'm not writing him off at all. I mean, the two best backs in the league last year were Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, and they're, if not his age, a little bit older. So, you know, Kamara definitely has a lot. Not even, I was going to say a few, but I think that's a disservice. He's got a lot of good years left in him.
Yeah, the defensive side of the ball, we'll see how that can turn around too. That might concern me a little more than the offense, just because you have your aging stars over there and a Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, those studs on all three lines. You know, you have, you know, the front line there with Cam, the linebacker position with DeMario, and then in the back end with Tyrann Mathieu there. That veteran presence is still going to be felt in the locker room. I just don't know how much it can produce on the field.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the Eagles, you look at the first 2 weeks when we were healthy last year. If we get into,
went toe to toe with them,
if we get into a boat race, we can maybe hang. We can maybe
and
hang.
That was after losing Eric McCoy on the like second or third play.
I mean, we had that very weird like 40 points by halftime Bucks game. It unraveled in the second half, but I'm not saying that that's out of the question for how we might win games this year. How many of those we win, I don't know. We'll just wait and see.
Yeah, looking at Saints season and just completely basing that on this year is ridiculous, especially with all the injuries. And I know that's part of the game, but you had so many key positions go down that I think that you're going to see a different squad this year, invigorated with a new head coach in the building as well. I like the talent on the squad. The QB position definitely needs to be resolved. We're going to hear from still Spencer Rattler, Kellen Moore, and Cedric Wilson Jr. too coming up next hour, folks. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk, though, so stay tuned right after this on WWL. Welcome back here into Sports Talk. You know, college baseball is a funny thing. The latest polls for LSU have them ranked number one D1 baseball, number one in Baseball America, number one in Perfect Game, number one USA Today Sports, and number one with the NCBWA, the Writers Association, basically. So ranked number one across the board. But when you look at D1 baseball's projected rankings for the field of 64 and the NCAA tournament, the LSU Tigers, they have as a 7 seed. Great, they're still considered a top 8 national seed.
Yeah.
But number 7?
I don't know. That's weird. We talked about it off the air.
That doesn't make sense to me.
7 is too low. I don't think they should be 1.
And I'm definitely not jockeying, saying, oh, the Tigers should be in that top spot. But 7 just...
Like 4 sounds good.
On the fringe almost of making it. It's 3. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Like, you should be a lock for a
national top 3.
Seed. Like, I think if you're 7 or 8, you're, again, fringe is the best word to describe this. Top 3, especially you're 1 everywhere else. So someone's, there's no communication. Someone's wrong here. There's no universal praise or, you know, claim. Someone's pulling a fast one on us.
Well, it's one of my problems too with college baseball. Why do we need 5 different ranking systems?
There was a time when I did a report a couple weeks ago on Saturday, and I think I referred to, I kid you not, I do my report, it's like 11 o'clock at night, I get done, and I wake up in the middle of the night, 3 hours later, because I had this weird epiphany, dead asleep, that I had used like one ranking versus another, because it was when we were playing Arkansas, and I remember saying that we were ranked number 3 versus them as number 1, but then another ranking had them as 3 and us as 7,
right.
And I was like, well, I refer to us as 3, so then the listener might be confused if they're looking at another list that has them as 3, and where I got really confused, it woke me up in the middle of the night.
I understand with college baseball, it's tough, because when you sometimes I want to preface things when I do reports,
yeah,
according to D1 baseball's rankings, or USA Today has the Tigers here.
Just get one, under one umbrella, please.
Shoot, I'll take three at this point. I like, five different rankings?
You got to like the versatility. You got to like the, you know, it really makes the case. It really pleads their strength. If you're not one by one group, you're one by five groups, you know? It really, like, it's hard to be convinced. But that circles back again to, why are they seven?
I don't know. I do know that Tigers at least have a double bye in the SEC tournament. They'll be playing Friday. We'll wait to see who they end up facing. But that's scheduled to be a 6:30 pitch, and I know better than that. It's probably going to end up being a 7 o'clock start.
I pray to God no rain. We heard Jay talk about that
I just know
earlier.
The previous game will end up going long ahead of before it.
Yeah, and we're not going to know who they're playing yet. We'll know Thursday night,
right.
I believe. So we'll have that here. We'll break it down to you, hopefully, or at least Friday afternoon.
Tourney time does start tomorrow, though.
Yes, we'll be talking about that.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll get back with even more, so stay tuned right after this on The Big One, WWL. Wrapping up this hour of Sports Talk, we were just talking about LSU baseball and the postseason's arrive. SEC baseball tournament starts tomorrow. LSU's the 3 seed, and the Tigers will play either Auburn, Mississippi State, or Texas A&M, but they got a game double bye, folks, Friday. But that'll be here on WWL. Schedule pregame at 6, first pitch 6:30. Coming back next hour, we're going to be talking more about Saints football, getting into audio of Kellen Moore, Spencer Rattler, and Cedric Wilson Jr. So keep it locked right here, Hoodats, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Be back after the top of the hour news.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.